Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle on this Monday, October 16th, 9:06 a.m. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. It's we don't have to talk about the eclipse for the first time in a few months, but I imagine we're going to talk about the eclipse.
Yeah. Yeah. What an event or occurrence over the Red Rock area, the moon passing in front of the sun and creating a ring of fire effect. It was quite interesting.
Boy, it really was. The annular eclipse, the ring of fire, it was in anticipated impacts. I don't think the impacts were as bad as they could have been, probably as a result of a lot of good planning and so forth. But what a cool thing to go right through the heart of the Red Rock country, and is it blazed its way across the sky in the southwest U.S. Yeah. Anyway, pretty cool. Pretty cool event. A lot of people. I just talked to Rocky Brome this morning, who was flying. He took a flight to Monument Valley, and as he said, there were a lot of people in Valley of the Gods that they flew over, but about 100 cars at Muley Point, which has got to be one of the most spectacular places on Earth, with or without an annular eclipse going on. But he said there were about 100 cars and quite a few people there. But for the most part, the impacts were not as dire as many people feared. And again, it's probably because of some wonderful planning by emergency services and law enforcement, and people were on top of it.
Yeah, it was really interesting, the whole event. I saw lots of pictures of people at Muley Point.
Did you?
Yeah, anywhere else that you heard saw a lot of impacts?
Well, the main thing Rocky said was he was just blown away. He flew from Moab to the Monument Valley Airport, you know, through Canyonlands and then over the top of Elk Ridge and Dark Canyon and Glen Canyon, and he was as blown away for the views below as he was looking at the sun. You know, some big, wide open country in this area that can just swallow the landscape. And anyway, he was as excited about what he saw of this incredible backcountry as exciting as the eclipse was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. I saw, you know, Saturday morning I was running around here in Monticello and noticed it was definitely much busier than normal on a Saturday morning, with traffic headed one direction, headed south, and then same thing in the afternoon, but didn't necessarily see gridlock, at least here in Monticello, as there was the concern about. But of course, more cars as you get further south. Don't know for certain whether that was the case down south, but
yeah, there were a lot of people and there were a lot of impacts. But I talked to San Juan County Emergency Services, who of course would have borne the brunt of significant impacts, and it was quite quiet for them. And once again, the reason it was quiet in large part was due to their excellent planning and preparation, and just in case they wanted to be there. We had calls out to the Highway Patrol, the Bureau of Land Management, to give us a call if there was any need to announce, you know, traffic issues, and we didn't have any. It was steady traffic, a lot of traffic, a lot of people in town, a lot of visitors, you know, from out of town. A lot of local people had family that came down for it. I mean, it was really quite a fun event. You know, I love the moon, and I think every full moon I'm aware that it's the full moon and have a good view of the full moon, but never in my life have I ever seen a new moon, because you can't see a new moon. A new moon is there's no reflected light from the sun, and so Saturday was the first and probably only new moon that you'll ever have a chance to look at.
Yeah, how pretty incredible. Yeah, and just right there in front of the sun. Thought it was really interesting. You know, it got a little bit dark as a result. It definitely got colder.
Yeah.
Definitely felt the temperature drop as the moon passed in front of the sun. But yeah, it was interesting. You know, I don't know, you know, I noticed some folks, you know, driving semi-truck in the lot next to 7-Eleven. I'm like, oh, I wonder if they know, are they going to, you know, is the eclipse going to pass and they're going to be so bummed they don't have any glasses to look up? But I don't know that if you weren't looking for it, you know, if you were indoors, you maybe wouldn't have noticed if you didn't know. I don't
know. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We discussed this a little bit on Friday, but I took a look at all the past records when to see when the last time a full eclipse or an annular eclipse had gone over this country like this before, and it hasn't happened since records went back to 1900. But I did find a reference in History of Monticello of a full eclipse of the sun, they stated, in the History of Monticello on January 1st, 1889, which was the first New Year's Day in the community of Monticello. So anyway, so you got to go back a long way to have an event happen like happened here with a ring of fire eclipse. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and that event sounds pretty ominous. Their first winter here and sun goes down on the first day of the new year.
Yeah, and they were all gathered together to have their big New Year's feast, and pretty remarkable timing. This was some pretty remarkable timing too this year. During the fall break, beautiful time of year, Saturday morning, really set up for people to be able to enjoy the eclipse and come to this area of the Red Rock Country to see a full annular eclipse. Not a full annular, but an annular eclipse.
Yeah.
Anyway, kind of fun.
Yeah.
Boy, we had a good time too. Thanks for the support of our programming on Saturday morning from 8 to noon. We replayed a lot of the interviews that we've had here on the morning show regarding the eclipse and had lots of fun music. I don't know if people could have had as much fun listening as we had pulling it together, but coming together with a pretty definitive list of eclipse music. Of course, Ring of Fire and Total Eclipse of the Heart, but we found a bunch of them. Morning Has Broken, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, Harvest Moon. Anyway, it was a lot of 4 hours of fun music.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a good time. Well, you know, talk a little bit about the eclipse. You know, lots of folks viewing it and posting pictures online. That's one thing, you know, that to keep in mind is that there's indigenous peoples, especially Ute and Navajo people here locally, that believe that looking at the eclipse disrupts harmony. So you can consider putting like a little warning post before you post some of those pictures, and Visit With Respect social media has that template that you can use.
Ah, that's a great idea.
Well, and speaking of, you know, I think there's maybe something there, Bill, about that disharmony. I'm in here this morning with a cold and not feeling good, and I know you didn't feel super good Saturday afternoon either, so we maybe should have stayed indoors.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be subject to psychic energy, but Saturday afternoon, I felt like I ran into a brick wall.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty wild. But again, yeah, it was a beautiful event, and glad that everything went smoothly. And yeah, that was the other thing. You know, you put those glasses on, and you can't see anything except unless you look at the sun. Then you can see this dot, you know. And anyways, I know there was some concern of all these people coming here to look at the eclipse and being right next to Muley Point or Goosenecks, and luckily, no reports of anyone walking off,
stepping off the edge of the earth.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, pretty overall good event. Yeah, we'll be sure to update you if we learn of more reports, you know, on the event or incidents related to it. But seemed like everything went pretty smothly. Like you say, Bill, a lot in due in part to planning efforts.
You know, it was a great weekend to show off the beauty of the Red Rock Country and beautiful time of year. It was fun talking to Rocky because he was as excited about the country that he saw in San Juan County. He just said, back Dark Canyon area, there was this some red maples that were just as bright red as he could be and as could be. And anyway, it was just, what a beautiful place.
Yeah, it truly is. And we're so glad to live here and live here with you folks listening, and also welcome those that are listening that are visiting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? That's a word from sponsor Energy Fuels. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and a set of four tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023, 9:19 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including, let's take a look at latest news in the Dolores School District, where the Dolores School Superintendent chatted with folks at an event about an upcoming bond measure. Dolores residents, according to a report from the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran with the special to the Journal, notes that residents are continuing to deliberate how they will vote on November 7th on the ballot issue, which, if passed, would contribute $11.2 million to the construction of a new high school and other school renovations upon the awarding of a Colorado Department of Education's BEST grant, which would provide $18 million. The Dolores School Board voted to move forward with the bond during a September meeting. Superintendent Reese Blinko, who's been superintendent there for 14 years, says he was struck by how unsafe the school buildings were when he first arrived. Noted the district's master plan committee helped ensure that many voices were heard in the process to get plans for the new building. He also said that school tours are helping to inform people about the current state of the building. A full report on those conversations can be found in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. But again, Dolores seeking to get one of those BEST grants from Colorado, the state of Colorado, and in doing so, hoping to also pass a bond to get a new school in Dolores.
Yeah, that's an interesting program that Colorado's doing. These BEST grants provide funding for schools, and of course there's lots of needs for, you know, there's aging school infrastructure throughout the state. So I hope Dolores is able to get that and maybe get some taxpayer funding and build a beautiful new school.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. That is a school, you know, that we've gone to for events. You know, I did all growing up, and it always stuck out that, man, this is an old school, and it's kind of an odd design. You know, that gym, you know, is can hold maybe, I don't know, 200 people or so, just not super large. And anyways, just kind of an interesting school. The stage is right next to the gym. You know, again, it's like something you'd see from an old school, but yeah, it's interesting.
Is that where they held the back to the sea dance in Back to the Future?
It could have been. I'm not sure, but yeah, could have been. They were filming in Monument Valley for the third one, so
yeah,
why not stop in Dolores on the first? So yeah, no. Anyways, it's an interesting building, you know. And as someone who's an occasional visitor, I kind of like looking at it.
Yeah.
But I imagine if I were teaching there or going to school there or sending my kid there, I'd be very happy for it to get an upgrade. But it's an interesting building for sure.
It'll be interesting to see what the taxpayers say and what the legislature or that state program.
Well, yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got some other news in the Red Rock listening area, latest out of Monticello City, reminding folks that the secondary water pond is almost empty and not going to be filled again this year. And in fact, secondary water is going to be turned off for the season. It should be turned off by today if it hasn't been. I'm pretty sure my sprinkler's automatically turned on Sunday morning, so I'm not sure that it's been turned off. But yeah, secondary water turning off today in Monticello, so you got to prep your sprinklers or other things. It's scheduled to be turned off today. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services tomorrow for Rodney Lehigh Jr., age 44, of Toyoak. Services begin at 10 a.m. at the Toyoak Community Church. Celebration of life for Lisa Ann Whitaker, age 43, of Cortez, will be at the Westview RV Park on Highway 145 near Cortez from 11 to 2 on Saturday, October 21st. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez will be Saturday at Buena Vista, Colorado. Starts at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg, age 58, of Cortez, begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. And Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
At Performance Ford of Moab, we love October. It's the time of year for cooling temperatures, hot chocolate, fall colors, and full-size deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. We especially love watching our community get together for Halloween. So come find us at this year's Trunk or Treat, October 31st at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. The first 2,000 kids who come see us get a full-sized treat. Come early and come quick. Performance Ford of Moab, full-sized. It's that easy.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. What's going on?
The Bluff Arts Festival begins on Thursday and runs through Sunday with workshops, a film festival, an artist's market, live music, and more. For full details, visit BluffArtsFestival.org. Friday through Sunday, the Scots on the Rocks Moab Celtic Festival hits the Center Street Ballpark. Come celebrate the heritage and culture of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales with lots of great music, athletics, food, drink, and fun. Find all the details at ScotsOnTheRocksMoab.org. The second annual Red Canyon Powwow is back in Moab Saturday and Sunday. Come experience indigenous culture through song, dance, and food. It's at the Old Spanish Trail Arena, and for info on that, check MoabHappenings.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:30 a.m. on this Monday, October 16, Bill.
Yeah, and the number one song on this day in 1970, 53 years ago today, I'll Be There by the Jackson 5. What a great song. Lead singer, Michael Jackson, just a kid, is amazing the success he had. As a young child, in his before he was 10. So anyway, that's today. Today, I'll Be There by the Jackson 5. Other things in history today, Marie Antoinette was guillotined on this day in 1793. And on this date in 1968, during the award ceremony for the 200-meter race at the Mexico City Summer Olympics, Two American sprinters, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, gave a black power salute while they were on the stand. That was a seminal moment. They were later ordered to leave the games as a result of that protest. A lot going on. Today is National Dictionary Day, World Spine Day, and Global Cat Day. And I don't think that the cats care a bit that today's the Global Cat Day. I haven't seen any anxiety in the cat community over what they're going to do on their day.
No, they are not interested in changing their patterns at all.
Yeah, which maybe is that's why we are paying tribute to them.
Yeah.
Because they don't give a lick.
Nope.
Give a lick, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they will. I don't know. National Dictionary Day is on this day because it was the birth of Noah Webster, who published the first English language dictionary. It's a great idea that really impacted the English language. It was the most popular book at the time it was published, and he published it for 40, 50 years before he died, and he was 84 when he passed away.
Hmm.
Anyway, Noah Webster, quite a guy.
Great idea for a book. Just put every word in the
every
book.
Word and spell it correctly.
Yeah.
And if it's incorrectly spelled, then well, this becomes the standard.
Yeah, that's
man,
a good point.
That, he may have some cat in him because I don't think he felt any anxiety over
how am I
going to spell this word.
No, I'm sure that he did. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't
You're
know.
Sure that he did?
I would imagine so. Someone that thinks, oh, you know, it's a great idea is just writing down every word and giving a little definition and making sure it's spelled correctly. That's someone that I think is probably strung pretty tight.
The next best idea after that was the phone book.
But,
anyway, today's National Dictionary Day. Noah Webster has no relation to Daniel Webster. Kind of, they lived at the same time. Daniel Webster was a politician. And as far as I know, there's no relation to William Webster. So there's always that. Birthdays today. Singer John Mayer is born today in 1977. He's 46 years old. 1996 was when his first song came out. So we'll start hearing some John Mayer on Red Rock 92 here, I imagine, in the next few years. Sadly, this is very sad, actress Suzanne Somers was born today in 1946. She passed away yesterday, just shy of her 77th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She played Chrissy on Three's Company sitcom in the 70s and 80s. But her first claim to fame, she was the blonde in the White Thunderbird in American Graffiti, which was a classic movie. And she was the one that he was trying to find in the White Thunderbird. Basketball legend Manute Bol, all 7 foot 7 inches of him, was born today. He's 47 years old. Amazing presence in the NBA and basketball in the 1980s. And his son Bol Bol. His son's name is Bol Bol. Anyway, he plays for the Orlando Magic, or at least he did last season. I don't know what their roster is this year. He's only 7'2", poor kid, 5 inches shorter than his dad.
Yeah.
They're from the Sudan. I'm just always intrigued. Manute Bol is an intriguing person. I remember wondering about his first name because it sounded like Minute, which he definitely was not. Manute Bol. But then when his son Bol Bol came through, it's like the flip side of George Foreman, who named all six of his sons George after their dad. But anyway, pretty interesting. Bob Weir, one of the founders of the Grateful Dead, is 76 years old today. Listen to this one. Baseball great Bryce Harper, 31 years old today. He's having an interesting October, and of course he'll be playing the Diamondbacks in this next series. Starting tomorrow, I think, is
tonight.
Their first. Is it tonight?
Mm-hmm.
He's having a pretty interesting October. He's like Reggie Jackson was in the 70s. He's becoming Mr. October.
Yeah.
Actress Angela Lansbury was born today in 1925. She passed away last year, just shy of her 97th birthday. Great actress in lots of movies. We'd all recognize her at a certain age, and another certain age would recognize her as the voice of Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. Happy birthday locally to Jolene Kirk-Hammond, Janice Hamblin Atwood, Barbara Randall Nygren, and Chase Randall. The Randall family, they have birthdays in bunches, I guess.
Yeah.
Barbara and her nephew Chase. Just last week, the late Sanford Randall had a birthday, and had a grandson born on his birthday. So those Randalls have good timing on their birthdays. And in fact, their mother is having a big birthday celebration, her 95th birthday, coming up. We'll talk to you about that as that gets closer. But
yeah, should be a good event.
So when you is a lot of efficiency. If you see a Randall, wish him happy birthday. That could extend to several members of the family. Weekend birthdays that just passed. Happy birthday to Zeke Dalton, Jordan Butler, Aaron Pettit, Nathan Pitts. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out here on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, you mentioned Bol Bol, and I got curious. He's playing for one of our professional Red Rock teams. Can you guess which one?
Huh.
He started in Denver. He's in Phoenix now.
He's in Phoenix. Wow.
Yeah, so he'll have to play for the Jazz next, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Basketball.
Yes. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll send you to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports reports. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Grand County girls soccer team gave the number one team in the state a game on Saturday, but fell to the Parowan Rams 4-2 in the 2A Utah State quarterfinals. The Red Devils finished the year with a 6-6 record. It was a tough weekend for most of our local teams. The Monument Valley volleyball team suffered several losses at the 1A-2A clash in Richfield. Norwood and Nucla both lost to DeBeck, San Juan lost to Union and Uinta, and Dove Creek did win, but that was at the expense of Nucla. On the gridiron, the Grand County Red Devils picked up their second win of the season, 27-26 over South Sevier. They'll face Judge Memorial in the first round of the 2A Utah State Tournament this Friday in Salt Lake City. Mancos eclipsed Dolores 70-0. Montezuma Cortez lost 27-20 at Pagosa Springs. And the Panthers softball team lost to Fort Lupton 9-6. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023, 9:48 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The NLCS Game 1 tonight, Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies facing off in Philadelphia, 6 o'clock p.m. is the opening pitch.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We're down to four teams in baseball, and the Diamondbacks are one of them. It's going to be a great series. They're 5-0, swept both their prior series, so they're catching fire at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty exciting. Looking at other regional sports over the weekend, Arizona Cardinals lost in Los Angeles to the Rams yesterday, 26-9. But yeah, the story of October for regional sports fans, definitely Arizona Diamondbacks, just 8 wins away.
Yeah, I think that they're the Phillies were the 4th seed, and the Diamondbacks are the 6th seed. So, yeah. Man, it's momentum and catching fire. The first series is a 3-game series. The second one was a 5-game series. These are now 7-game series, and it's hard to sneak up and snatch away a 7-game series. It really creates over time pretty evenly matched. If you have some huge weaknesses, they could be exposed in a 7-game series. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Again, 6 o'clock tonight is the opening pitch. And, good luck to Diamondbacks players and fans. Should be a great one. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have yourself a great Monday.